Hello everyone, my name is Elias Davis, the first of the fourth Texas. Today is July 1, 2017, or is it the 4th of month, 2021, we will start the first service of our God. Praise Him, praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, yes, the Lord is in the name. Praise all His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, hail Him, highest on the earth and glory. Strength and power in His holy name. Like a shepherd, gospel of God His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, praise Him, sing His joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, that You are blessed to give us. Oh, how sensitive, loving and burning God. He our rock, our hope of eternal salvation. Praise Him, hail Him, blessed is crucified. Sound His praises, just to His war sorrow. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise Him. Every day with me, praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, sing His joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, yes, the hope that He gave us. Hear Him, for those wonderful benefits. Just as Savior, the reign of forever and ever. Crown Him, crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Just for His coming, over the world victorious. Half and glory, unto the Lord belong. Now who praise Him, shall every day can be praised Him. Praise Him, praise Him, never in joyful song. Okay, defiled, we're on part 10, Ezekiel 31. And it came to pass in the 11th year, in the third month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, unto his multitude, whom art thou like in thy greatness? Behold, the Assyrian with a cedar in Lebanon, with fair branches, and with a shadowing shroud, and of an high stature, and his top was among the thick boughs. The waters made him great, the deep set him up on high, with her rivers running round about his plants, and sent out her little rivers unto all the trees of the field. Therefore his height was exalted above all the trees of the field, and his boughs were multiplied, and his branches became long because of the multitude of the waters when he shot forth. And all the fowls of heaven made their nest in his boughs, and under his branches did all the beasts of the field bring forth their young, and under his shadow dwelt all the great nations. Thus was he fair in his greatness, and the length of his branches for his root was by the great waters. The cedars in the garden of Yahweh could not hide him. The fir trees were not like his boughs and his chestnut trees were not like his branches, nor any tree in the garden of Yahweh was like unto him in his beauty. I have made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden that were in the garden of Yahweh envied him. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because thou hast lifted up thyself in height, and he has shot up his top among the thick boughs, and his heart is lifted up in his height, I have therefore delivered him into the hand of the mighty one of the heathen. He shall surely deal with him. I have driven him out for his wickedness and strangers. The terrible of the nations have cut him off and have left him upon the mountains, and in all the valleys his branches are fallen, and his boughs are broken by all the rivers of the land. And all the people of the earth have gone down from his shadow and have left him. Upon his ruins shall all the fowls of heaven remain, and all the beasts of the field shall be upon his branches. Now keep in mind, as we're reading Ezekiel, we're dealing with latter-day prophecies and their fulfillment here in this 12th parabolic hour that we're in now. Where it says in Ezekiel 31:14, it says, unto the end that none of all the trees by the waters exalt themselves to their height, neither shoot up their top among the thick boughs, and neither their trees stand up in their height, or that drink water, for they are all delivered unto death to the nether parts of the earth in the midst of the children of men. With them that go down to the pit. That says Yahweh Elohim. And the day when he went down to the grave, I caused a mourning, I covered the deep for him, and restrained the floods thereof, and the great waters were stayed, and I caused Lebanon to mourn for him, and all the trees of the field fainted for him. I made the nations to shake at the sound of his fall, and when I cast them down to hell, with them that descend into the pit, and all the trees of Eden, the charis and the dust of Lebanon, all that drink water shall be comforted in another parts of the earth. They also went down into hell with him, unto them that be slain with the sword, and they that were his arm, that dwelt under his shadow in the midst of the heathen. Unto him art thou thus like in glory, and in greatness among the trees of Eden, yet shalt thou be brought down with the trees of Eden unto the nether parts of the earth. Nether parts of the earth. Thou shalt lie in the midst of the uncircumcised of them that be slain by the sword. This is Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith Yahweh Elohim. End of chapter 31. A lamentation for Egypt. It came to pass in the 12th year, in the 12th month, in the first day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and say unto him, Thou art like a young lion of the nation, and thou art as a whale in the seas, and thou camest forth with thy rivers, and troublest the waters with thy feet, and followest their rivers. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will therefore spread out my net over thee with a company of many people, and they shall bring thee up in my net. Then will I lead thee upon the land, I will cast thee forth upon the open field, and will cause all the fowls of the heaven to remain upon thee, and I will fill the beasts of the whole earth with thee, and I will lay thy flesh upon the mountains, and fill the valleys with thy height. I will also water with thy blood the land wherein thou swimmest, even unto the mountains, and the rivers shall be full of thee. And when I shall put thee out I will cover the heaven and make the stars thereof dark. I will cover the sun with a cloud, and the moon shall not give her light. All the bright lights of heaven will I make dark over thee, and set darkness upon thy land, said Yahweh Elohim. I will also vex the hearts of many people, and I shall bring thy destruction among the nations into the countries which thou hast not known. Yea, I will make many people amazed at thee, and their kings shall be horribly afraid to thee. And I shall brandish my sword before them, and they shall tremble at every moment, every man for his own life in the day of thy fall. For this saith Yahweh Elohim, the sword of the king of Babylon shall come upon thee, but the swords of the mighty will I cause thy mighty to fall, the terrible of the nations, all of them, and they shall spoil the pomp of Egypt, and all the multitude thereof shall be destroyed. I will destroy also all the beasts thereof from beside the great waters, neither shall the foot of man trouble them any more, nor the hoofs of beasts trouble them. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, saith the Yahweh Elohim. When I shall make the land of Egypt desolate, and the country shall be destitute of that whereof it was full, when I shall smite all them that dwell therein, then shall they know that I am the Yahweh. This is the lamentation wherewith they shall lament her. For the daughters of the nations shall lament her, they shall lament for her, even for Egypt, and for all her multitudes, saith Yahweh Elohim. It came to pass also in the 12th year, in the 15th day of the month, that the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, wail for the multitude of Egypt, and cast them down, even her, and the daughters of the famous nations, and to the nether parts of the earth, with them that go down into the pit. Whom dost thou pass in beauty, go down, and be thou laid with the uncircumcised. They shall fall in the midst of them that are slain by the sword. She is delivered unto the sword. Draw her and all her multitude. For the strong among the mighty shall speak unto him out of the midst of hell. With them that help him, they are gone down. They lie uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Ashur is there and all her company. His graves are about him, all of them slain, fallen by the sword. Whose graves are set in the sides of the pit, and her company is round about her grave. All of them slain, fallen by the sword, which caused terror in the land of the living. There is Elam and all her multitude round about her, grave, all of them slain, fallen by the sword, which are gone down, uncircumcised, into the nether parts of the earth, which caused their terror in the land of the living. Yet have they borne their shame with them that go down into the pit. They have set her a bed in the midst of the slain, with all her multitude, her grave, around about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though their terror was caused in the land of the living, yet have they borne their shame with them that go down to the pit. He is put in the midst of them that be slain. There is Meshach, Tubal, and all her multitude. Her graves are round about him, all of them uncircumcised, slain by the sword. Though they caused their terror in the land of the living, They shall not lie with the mighty that are fallen of the uncircumcised, which are gone down to hell with their weapons of war, and they have laid their swords under their heads, that their iniquities shall be upon their bones, though they were the terror of the mighty in the land of the living. Yea, thou shalt be broken in the midst of the uncircumcised, and shalt lie with them that are slain with the sword. Here is Edom and her king, all her princes, which with their might are laid by them that were slain by the sword. They shall lie with the uncircumcised and with them that go down to the pit. Here be the princes of the north, all of them, and all the Zidonians, which shall go down with the slain. With their terror they are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his armies slain by the sword, saith Yahweh Elohim. For I have caused my terror in the land of the living, and he shall be laid in the midst of the uncircumcised of them that are slain, with the sword, even Pharaoh and all his multitude, saith Yahweh Elohim. End of chapter 32 of Ezekiel. Let's go right on into chapter 33, dealing with the watchman. Now keep in mind, as we read these prophecies by these prophets of old, these were latter day prophecies. They didn't do much good for them back then when the prophecies were made. Well, they helped some, but they didn't. They didn't solve their problem, but they solve our problems today. Because we have a typology in front of us of knowing what to do and what not to do. This is a beautiful part about it. So, Ezekiel 33, verse 1. Again, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the children of thy people, and say unto them, when I bring the sword upon the land, if the people of the land take a man of their post and set him for their watchman, if when he seeth the sword come upon the land, he blow the trumpet and warn the people, and whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, even the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning. His blood shall be upon him, but he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. And I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way. That wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will not require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, thus you speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Therefore thou, son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression.
As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness, neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. And I shall say unto the righteous that he shall surely live. If he trust unto his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked destroy the pledge, give again that he hath robbed, walk in the statutes of life, in the statutes of life, without committing iniquity, he shall surely live, he shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right, he shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Yahweh is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Yet ye say, the way of the Yahweh is not equal. O ye house of Israel, I will judge every one after his ways. Jerusalem smitten. And it came to pass in the 12th year of our captivity, in the 10th month, in the 5th day of the month, that one that had escaped out of Jerusalem came unto me, saying, the city is smitten. Now the hand of Yahweh was upon me in the evening, before he that was escaped came and had opened my mouth until he came to me in the morning. And my mouth was open, and I was no more dumb. Then the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, they that inhabit those wastes of the land of Israel speak, saying, Abraham was one, and he inherited the land, but we are many. The land is given us for inheritance. Wherefore, say unto them, This saith Yahweh Elohim, ye eat with the blood, and lift up your eyes toward your idols, and shed blood, and shall you possess the land? You stand upon your sword, you work abomination, and ye defile everyone his neighbor's wife, and shall you possess the land? Say thou thus unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, As I live, surely they that are in the waters shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field. Let's do that again. As I live, surely they that are in the waste shall fall by the sword, and him that is in the open field shall I give to the beast to be devoured. And they that be in the forts and in the caves shall die of the pestilence. For I will lay the land most desolate, and the pomp of their strength shall cease, and the mountains of Israel shall be desolate, that none shall pass through. Then shall they know that I am Yahweh when I have laid the land most desolate because of all the abominations they have committed. Also, thou son of man, the children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the house, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Yahweh. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as the people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice, and they can play well on an instrument, for they hear thy words, but they do them not. And when this cometh to pass, lo, it will come, then shall they know that a prophet hath been among them. And the chapter 32 of Ezekiel, chapter 34, we're dealing with Yahweh's providence for his flock. And the word of the Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto the shepherds, Woe be unto the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? He eat the fat, and he kill them that are fed, but ye feed not the flock. The disease have ye not strengthened, neither have ye healed that which is sick, neither have ye bound up that which is broken, neither have ye brought again that which is driven away, neither have ye sought that which is lost, but with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. And they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. My sheep wandered through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, you shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh, as I live, saith Yahweh Elohim, surely because my flock became a prey, and my flock became meat unto every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves, and fed not my flock. Therefore, O ye shepherds, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among the sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered, in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel, by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. And I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and will cause them to lie down, says Yahweh Elohim. I will seek that which was lost, and bring again that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. And as for you, O my flock, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture, that ye must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk of the deep waters, that ye must foul the residue with your feet. And as for my flock, they eat that which ye have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which ye have fouled with your feet. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto them, Behold, I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because ye have thrust the side and the shoulder, and pushed all the disease with your horns, till ye have scattered them abroad. Therefore will I save my flock, and they shall no more be a prey, and I will judge between cattle and cattle. And I will set up one shepherd over them, and he shall feed them, even my servant David. And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd. And I, the Yahweh, will be their Elohim, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Yahweh, have spoken it. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness, and sleep in the woods, and I will make them and the places round about my hill a blessing, and I will cause the showers to come down in his season. There shall be showers of blessing, and the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Yahweh, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. And they shall no more be a prey unto the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the land devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen any more. This shall they know, that I, the Yahweh, the Elohim, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Yahweh Elohim. And ye my flock, the flock of my pasture are men, and I am your Elohim, saith the Yahweh Elohim. Okay, that's the end of chapter 34, Ezekiel chapter 35. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir, Seir, S-E-I-R, and prophesy against it. And say unto it, Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out mine hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate. Now, this Mount Seir is the Seventh-day Adventist Church. All these prophecies in the last days are unto spiritual Israel of today. That's the only place it can go. Verse 4, And I will lay thy cities waste. In other words, I will lay the Adventist churches waste, and where they live, and thou shalt be desolate, and thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh. Because I have had a perpetual hatred, and have shed the blood of the children of Israel by the force of the sword in the time of their calamity, in the time that their iniquity had an end. Therefore, as I live, saith to Yahweh Elohim, I will prepare thee unto blood, and blood shall pursue thee. Seest thou hast not hated blood, even blood shall pursue thee. Thus will I make Mount Seir most desolate, and cut off from it him that passeth out and him that returneth. And I will fill his mountains with his slain men, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the rivers shall they fall that are slain with the sword. I will make thee perpetual desolation, and thy cities shall not return, and you shall know that I am the Yahweh. Because I have said, these two nations and these two countries shall be mine, and we will possess it, for as the Yahweh was there. Wherefore, as I live, says Yahweh Elohim, I will even do according unto thine anger, and according to thine envy, which thou hast used out of thy hatred against them. And I will make myself known among them when I have judged thee. And thou shalt know that I am the Yahweh, and that I have heard all of thy blasphemies, which thou hast spoken against the mountains of Israel, saying, They are laid waste, they are given us to consume. They are laid desolate, they are given us to consume. Thus with your mouth ye have boasted against me, and have multiplied your words against me, I have heard them. Thus says Yahweh Elohim, when the whole earth rejoices, I will make thee desolate, as thou didst rejoice at the inheritance of the house of Israel, because it is desolate. So will I do unto thee, thou shalt be desolate, O Mount Seir, and all Idumea, even all of it, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. Okay, that's the end of chapter 35. Okay, let us continue now. Blessings to the mountains of Israel. We're in Ezekiel chapter 36. So these are the blessings to the purified Israel. Okay, it says, also thou son of man, prophesy unto the mountains of Israel, and say, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because the enemy has said against you, Aha, even the ancient high places are ours in possession. Therefore prophesy and say thou unto thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because they have made thee desolate, and swallowed you up on every side, that you might be a possession unto the residue of the heathen, and you are taken up in the lips of talkers, and are an infamy of the people. Therefore, ye mountains of Israel, hear the word of Yahweh Elohim. Thus says Yahweh Elohim unto the mountains, and to the hills, unto the rivers, and unto the valleys, unto the desolate waste, and unto the cities that are forsaken, which became a prey and derision unto the residue of the heathen that are round about. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, surely in the power of my jealousy have I spoken against the residue of the heathen, and against all Idumea, which have appointed my land into their possession. With the joy of all their heart, and with despiteful minds, to cast it out for a prey. Who is this Idumea? This Idumea is the same thing as Babylon, I believe. Verse 6, prophesy therefore concerning the land of Israel, and say unto the mountains and unto the hills, unto the rivers and unto the valleys, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, I have spoken in my jealousy and in my fury, because ye have borne the shame of the heathen. Therefore thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I have lifted up my hand. Sure, the heathen that are about you, they shall bear their shame. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall shoot forth your branches, and yield your fruit unto my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. This is a prophecy that we can look forward to now in the very, very near future.
Now, wait a minute, just let me ask you a question. Like, if
okay, let us continue here now. Ezekiel 36:9. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be killed and sown. Now, who is this that he's going to... Let's read verse 8 again. But ye, O mountains of Israel, ye shall seek forth your branches, and yield your fruit to my people of Israel, for they are at hand to come. For behold, I am for you, and I will turn unto you, and you shall be killed and sown. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the way shall be built. Now, how well do we understand and see this, what I just read clearly? I'm going to read that verse 10 again. And I will multiply men upon you. First he's going to kill them and sow them, and then he's going to multiply men upon them. Well, who are these men that he's going to multiply upon Israel in these last days? When we get to the next chapter, Ezekiel 37, it tells us who these men are that he's going to add to the house of Israel. And it's those that are dead in their graves. is going to resurrect the righteous dead, clear back to Adam. And he's going to multiply all of those dead righteous people. Once he resurrects them, he's going to multiply them to the house of the living, the house of Israel. And we'll confirm that as we go on and read 36 and then 37 if we have time. And I'm going to multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. And so you can also put the word whole, W-H-O-L-A, whole house of Israel. Means all of the righteous dead and all the righteous living put together, finally put together. And that's when it says in Ezekiel 37 about joining these two sticks together, or the two houses of Israel. Said that they were separated after Solomon's death. They've never been put back together yet. But the two houses of Israel, of Judah and the ten tribes, will not be put back together until, I mean, they'll be put back together at the time of the resurrection of the dead, when the dead will join them. This is finally the grand finale of Israel becoming a great nation again, because she's got all the righteous dead that have been resurrected and joined her. She cannot become a great nation again until, but she will be before the dead are resurrected, but she cannot become a whole nation until the dead are resurrected and added to it. Alright, it says Ezekiel 36:10. It says, "And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the waste shall be builded." Now this is a wonderful prophecy and a promise, because Israel, the literal land of Israel, they have got their building material, they've got their permits, they've got their money, and they've got permits to build thousands of houses. And but they're being held up until an appointed time. They're building some now, but they're not. The permits are being held up until Yahweh brings again Zion, and it'll be after the Gentiles are driven out of that land. There won't be no building permits to go forward and build. They got building permits, and they got clearance to do it. And Donald Trump has said, "Yeah, you're gonna build. I'm gonna give my permission." And now he said, "Yeah, you're gonna build, but it's at an appointed time." And the people are getting impatient, and the leaders over in Israel are getting impatient, because they've got all this money already allocated. They've already got the building material. They've got everything. They've already got the permits. They've got everything in place. All they're just waiting for to go ahead. And they can't do it because Zechariah 14 more hasn't been fought yet. When Zechariah 14 more has been fought, that's right, yet future, then they will drive out all the heathen, all of their enemies, the Palestinians, all those Gentiles, drive them out of the land, and then they'll be free to build their own land. They've been building their own land ever since about 1880. And they started coming back to the land, and they way back there, way over 137 years ago. There's a short. Huh? Okay, it says Ezekiel 36:11. "And I will multiply upon you man and beast, and they shall increase and bring fruit, and I will settle you after your old estate, and will be better unto you than at your beginning. And you shall know that I am Yahweh. Yea, I will cause men to walk upon you, even my people Israel, and they shall possess thee, and thou shalt be their inheritance, and thou shalt no more henceforth bereave them of men." Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, because they say unto you, thou land devourest up men, and hast bereaved thy nations, therefore thou shalt devour men no more, neither bereave thy nations any more, saith Yahweh Elohim. Neither will I cause men to hear in thee the shame of the heathen any more, neither shalt thou bear the reproach of the people any more, neither shalt thou cause thy nations to fall any more, saith Yahweh Elohim. Moreover, the word of Yahweh came unto me, saying, Son of man, when the house of Israel dwelt in their own land, they defiled it by their own way and by their doings. Their way was before me as the uncleanness of a removed woman. Wherefore I poured my fury upon them for the blood that they had shed upon the land, and for their idols wherewith they had polluted it. And I scattered them among the heathen, and they were dispersed through the country, according unto their way, and according unto their doings, I judged them. And when they entered unto the heathen, whither they went, they proclaimed my holy name. And they said unto them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. But I had pity for mine holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not this for your sakes, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went. And I will sanctify my great name, which is profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathen shall know that I am the Yahweh, saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes. For I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So this is a requirement for the restored house of Israel in these last days. The spiritual Israel today, this is a requirement. That's the reason why you have the 144,000 coming forth, how they have been assured, because they represent the purified section of the Adventist Church that will walk in his statutes and keep his judgment. And they're the only part of the Adventist Church that will do this, because they have a prophecy mandated to be so. Verse 28, Ezekiel 36, and ye shall dwell in the land that I gave unto your fathers, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your Elohim. Now keep in mind that this is talking about the spiritual Israel, right, that's gathered out of the United States and from all over the world. Here in the United States, right here in Texas is where they're going to be gathered to, the remnant that is, and this is where they're going to be brought in the wilderness of the people. That's where they're going to pass under the rod and into the bond of covenant, and then they're going to be taken into the land of Israel. From here. It says so there in Ezekiel 20, verse 33 through 40. It says, verse 37, I will cause you to pass on the rod and bring you to the bond of covenant. And he said, and I will purge out the rebels from among you in the wilderness, and they'll not enter into the land of Israel. That's in Ezekiel 20, verse 37 and 38. Okay. So it says here in Ezekiel 36, it says, verse 29, I will also save you from all your uncleanness, and I will call for the corn, and will increase it, and lay no famine upon you, and I will multiply the fruit of the tree, and the increase of the field, that you shall receive no more reproach of famine among the heathen. These are wonderful promises, folks. These are prophecies and promises that we can lay a hold of. Everyone that hears these talks can lay a hold of this and be an heir, an inheritor of this holy mountain. And they can, just by wanting it, just by asking for it, want it, and be willing to take, do whatever it takes to have it, then everybody can have this. Verse 31. Then shall you remember your own evil ways and your doings that were not good, and shall loathe yourself in your own sight for your iniquities and for your abominations. Now for your sake do I this, saith Yahweh Elohim, be it known unto you, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. In other words, he's saying to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, he says, be ashamed and confounded for your own ways. He said, I did bring forth a remnant out of you, the 144,000, but the rest of you that didn't make it, wouldn't have none of this prophecy. He said, be ashamed of your own ways. You're the ones that caused yourself to miss out. It's the way that you decided to go. Verse 33. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, in the day that I shall have cleansed you from all your iniquities, I'll also cause you to dwell in the city. And the waste shall be builded, and the desolate land shall be tilled, whereas it lay desolate, in the sight of all that pass by. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like the Garden of Eden. And the waste and desolate and ruined cities are become fenced and are inhabited. Then the heathen that are left round about you shall know that I, the Yahweh, build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. How the Yahweh has spoken it, and I will do it. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I will yet for this being part of by the house of Israel to do it for them. I will increase them with men like a flock. Okay. So it says after verse 37 of Ezekiel 36, and that goes with verse 10 of Ezekiel 36. And I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it. Okay, there it is right there. Ezekiel 36:38. And it's a holy flock as a flock of Jerusalem in her solemn feast, so shall the waste city be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Yahweh. This is wonderful promises, folks. And to think that we have lived these many years, finally come to see the daylight of these prophecies meeting their fulfillment, even while we're still alive, and we are in the twilight of our years, so to speak. But nevertheless, we don't have to die. Those of us that send this message right here never have to look forward to dying if they lay a hold of this covenant, become purified and sanctified by obedience unto it, walk in all this justice and judgment, and you have nothing to fear for the future. You have eternal life. That's what 1 Corinthians chapter 15 teaches. You're changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye, from mortality to immortality. That's when you accept the truth, present truth, in the judgment of the living time. That's when you're changed from mortality to immortality. People think that that's at the last trump when the last day comes, but no. It's still while probation lingers is when this happens. Okay, Ezekiel 37, verse 1. The parable of the dry bones. Okay, it says that. The hand of Yahweh was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Yahweh and set me down in the midst of the valley which is full of bones. And told me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Yahweh Elohim, thou knowest. Again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of Yahweh. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with the skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live, and you shall know that I am Yahweh. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind, prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these things, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Now remember back where I read to you a while ago in Ezekiel 36:10, where it said, and I will multiply men upon you, all the house of Israel, even all of it, and the city shall be inhabited, and the way shall be built. Well, this is how he does it here in Ezekiel 37:11. He says, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. So when they're resurrected, stand upon their feet, and are living people, then this represents the whole house of Israel. So you have to take and resurrect. Now when it says the whole house of Israel, this is only a resurrection back to Moses when they came out of Egypt. This is not the resurrection of the righteous dead here back to Adam. This is only a resurrection of the righteous house of Israel back to Moses when they came out of Egypt in 1500 B.C. This is only 3,500 years worth of going back. And then you have other resurrections that covers after that going back to the Garden of Eden. The resurrected righteous dead going back to the Garden of Eden. But they're not called the whole house of Israel. Alright, so it says here in Ezekiel 37:12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. What is going on here? Where are they at? He said, I'm gonna open your graves, and I'm going to bring you into the land of Israel. Where were they at? Where did they die at? Where did these people die at? If they didn't die in the land of Israel. They died coming out of Egypt in the wilderness. A lot of these. And a lot of these also died here in the United States. Of the Adventist Church. You got millions. Since that Adventist in 1844 on until this prophecy needs its final fulfillment, they have died in the third angel's message, they died in the fourth angel's message, they died in the fifth angel's message that was taught by three different prophets for over 158 year period of time. You have many Adventists that have lived up to all the life they had, and they are going to be resurrected. Millions of them. And we think in terms of this, because only 144,000 is going to be saved out of the Adventist Church today. That's out of the living. Not talking about all those that have died in the Adventist faith up to, you know, as long as they kept the faith, their names is in the Lamb's Book of Life, and they'll be resurrected. They're going to be in this resurrection. Okay, Ezekiel 37:12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, this is talking about those resurrected dry bones, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. So, it's going to be a wonderful day here in the United States and all over the world, because there's Israelites buried all over the world. Adventists has got millions of people buried in every nation of the world, every land of the world. At least 190 nations, maybe 200. Adventists have got people buried the last 175 years. they've been buried somewhere in the world. That's how long the Adventists have been on the scene, about 170 years. And so therefore there's going to be a great resurrection. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Verse 14, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Oh my. And will place you in your own land. So Israel proper is our land that we have to look forward to. If we are sealed here in this country, then we automatically are going to be translated over into the land of Israel. And I will put my spirit in you and cause you to live, and I will place you in your own land, and then shall you know that I am the Yahweh, has spoken it and performed it, says Yahweh. The word Yahweh came again unto me, saying, moreover, thou son of man, take thee one stick and write upon it for Judah and for the children of Israel, his companion. Now this children of Israel, his companion, is the ten tribes, which is the Seventh-day Adventist Church, by themselves. This is separate from the shepherd rock, from the division. That one stick is called Ephraim, ten tribes. That's, you put SDA on that, SDA, exclusively. And he said, and take another stick, this is another stick, and write upon it for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel, his companion. Okay, the first one is actually Judah, and the second one is Ephraim, which is the 10 tribes, Seventh-day Adventist Church. So when you see that word, that name Ephraim, well then that same thing as Seventh-day Adventist Church. But the other stick which applies to Judah is the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist. And that's your two sticks. See, that's also your two sticks today. Seventh-day Adventist and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist represents the two houses of Israel today. And they all have the same name, SDA. And verse 17, and join them one to another into one stick, and they shall become one in thine hand. And you realize in the 144,000 times forth, that represents the whole house of the redeemed or the sanctified of Israel. That represents seven Adventists and the Davidian seven Adventists have been joined together in the 144,000 times together to stand with the Lamb. And when the children of the people shall speak unto thee, saying, wilt thou not show us what thou meanest by these? Yeah, they're going to ask the question, show us what you mean by all of this. I just got through telling you. So see, that's not written. All you have to know the process like I've been shown to understand that these two houses represent the Seventh-day Adventist and the Davidian Seventh-day Adventist of Shepherd Rock. And once those two sticks are joined back together, represents the whole house of Israel. They represent the leadership of the whole house of Israel. They don't represent the whole house. They only represent the priesthood, the leadership of the whole house of Israel. Well, this brings us to the close of our study. Our contact is at the 11th hour call. We're going to close this service now with a song. Joshua is calling. Joshua is tenderly calling before, calling to stay, calling to stay. Why from the sunshine of love wilt thou flow, farther and farther away. Calling to day, calling to day,
faith.